Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
That's right, we're talking about good old Tennessee Volunteer this time around. We're going to be talking about my boy Dylan Sampson, the running back this time. Oh, and I'm excited about this one. I really like this guy. Obviously, he was only like a one-year starter. He had to sit behind Jalen Wright, who is now a running back for the Dolphins. But boy, did he make the most of his year. So where do we want to start? Do we want to start with the draft? Do we want to talk about the combine? So at the combine, this guy obviously may have taken a hit because he only weighed in at 190, which not great numbers, right? Like, you don't want to have your bell cow running back at 190. So is he going to be a bell cow? Maybe not. But what this guy can do is be a great back. He's at least strong enough, I think, to be able to take on that third down roll. And I think that he has the ability to run up the gut. I mean, we've seen it time and time again on his film where he is in those rugby scrums taking the ball forward still. Like, it's not like he's just getting knocked down right away. This guy does have some strengths where he's able to run the ball and keep going. So, that being said, he basically listed 5'11". I mean, just a little under that at the combine. And like I said, 190. So, obviously not the greatest. But then let's go to his pro day, where there were some mixed reviews from some people claiming that he may have ran a blazing, quote, blazing 4.17. Now people are saying that's highly unlikely and unverified, where there are more credible sources saying that he was going more 4.49. So obviously that's not necessarily like the most elite speed for someone who's 190, but like I said, I think one of the things that is an upside at his frame at 190 is his ability to generate that power. So we do have some verification that he's pretty powerful, right? Like, he has a vert that is 35 inches, which it shows good explosion, especially from a running back who's, you know, 5'11". So I like it. Overall, this guy has all the abilities to do the work. The guy was actually named SEC Offensive Player of the Year in 2024. Obviously, that leads to a first-team All-SEC as a running back, mind you. I just think that all in all, and let's not forget about this one, he was also second-team All-American. So it just reflects on what he did in a dominant conference. And maybe you might go ahead and say, oh, was the SEC really all that dominant this year? I would say yes, they were still pretty good. I mean, the guy ended up going and breaking a lot of records for Tennessee. So the guy ended up breaking the all-time season rushing record, and then he also went ahead and broke the all-time touchdown record or rushing touchdown record as well in a season too. On top of that, he had 19 receptions, 141 yards, so not the greatest when he had the ball in his hands. You know, that might have been a couple blown up screens or what have you. But he also had 11 straight games with a touchdown. So I just feel like he is explosive. He is very reliable when he has the ball in his hands. All that being said, I just feel like when it comes to the draft, he's going to be somewhere between the third and fifth round, I believe. So when it comes to your dynasty drafts, I could probably see this guy maybe creeping up into the, you know, like late second, middle second, possibly, depending on the fit of the scheme. And, you know, from there, happy sailings. Dylan Sampson, he, shoot, I almost forgot to give you guys a grade for this cat. I like him. Let's, I'm going to put him at a B right now, just because we have some questions about that weight and where he might end up, right? Because he's not going to be a day one just ball cow back. He's hopefully going to get some use. So with all that being said, with the fit scheme being up in the air, as a prospect right now, I like him. So let's call him a B. Dylan Sampson, B.